We are pleased that you are still breathing and bright and functioning. And we understand that in the time you are in, there are, what do you call them, hills and valleys, and many of them. There are not many days that hold their own all day long. Most of them are a bit bumpy. And so the fact that you are holding as well as you are is a wonderful thing. Do not bother to judge yourself about the lows that are happening, because they are very simply a part of the pattern. It is as though you are on a train ride, and you have your seat, and you are glad that you do, and you look out the window, and the landscape is changing from moment to moment, and that is certainly this time. Also, the train is going to hit different kinds of land. There will be land that is smooth and vast, land that is slow, land that is bumpy. And so when you are on this particular ride, remember not to take any of the bumps personally. And also, try to remember not to ask yourself, what is wrong with you that there is a bump? Because this is not a time for you to be focused in that way. You are simply on a ride with some smoothness and some bumpiness. And that is what you are going to be experiencing for a while. Now, if you think about looking out the window of a train, and think about that in terms of coming into the month of August, where things are going to be shifting again, you will be better prepared, perhaps. If this whole ride had been completely smooth, then the big changes that you are going to be coming into contact with would be much harder on you. But you have, there has been a lot of up and down, and certainly that is true emotionally, it is true socially, it is true in your whole world. So look at what it is that makes you safe in all of this change, because it is such a beautiful lesson. You are safe when you are connected to the source that created you. Whatever is happening around you is something that can be managed. Whatever is happening inside of you can also be managed. If we are not saying it is all easy or pleasant, but it is manageable because you are connected to your own source. And when you let that source be the energy that fills your heart, then the world can swirl around you and you will still be safe. You will still be safe in your own identity. You will still be safe in your own walk on your path, because the important connection is that connection, the connection to the source that created you and loves you and supports you. So as we are walking along, if we can remember that and say, I am in my seat, I am on the train, I am looking out the window, and the landscape is changing from moment to moment, but I am who I was intended to be. I will feel whatever I feel, but my own identity is not at risk. My own being is not under attack. I am who I am, and that identity is protected by the source that created it. So as these things change, and in the next month there will be changes, remember that you are the most important thing. hard as it may be sometimes to remember, it is nonetheless worthwhile to remember it. You are the rider on the train. You are watching the changing landscape. But you are in your seat and you are protected. When there is problem solving to be done, let's remember not to do it in fear. But we're going to speak to you of something we've spoken before, and that is the one step back. It is such a beautiful spiritual thing to be able to do this. When you find on the outside circumstances that are upsetting or that are challenging, rather than throwing yourself into them, which is what many of you have been taught to do, take the one step back so that you are able, from the peace and strength in your own heart, you are able to look at what is going on and to then decide how you are going to be with it. Rather than letting what is on the outside pull you into it, that is when you tend to lose who you really are. The step back from any situation does not mean that you are cold or unfeeling or that you do not have emotions, but it means that you have learned that there is a spiritual power in being able to take the one step back and simply stop and look at what is going on. We are talking of this in terms of the world because, as you may have noticed on the train, the scenery, shall we say, is changing very fast and will continue to do so for a while. But you are not the change element. You are God's own, and that is where you will remain in your own identity as it was given to you. When we talk about problem solving, we are in a rather odd time for that. There are many things that you absolutely cannot influence because it is that kind of time. So be careful in your thoughts that you are not rushing into something where you are powerless. That is very bad for the spirit. The spirit is powerful. And so we want you to watch in your thoughts. If you are working, using a lot of thought energy to solve a problem that you cannot solve, the step back, even in your own mind, is an excellent choice. Because it means you are saying, I am going to become aware of where I am sending energy. And I am going to be aware that my thought energy can sometimes be as costly, if not more costly, than my physical energy. So where my mind goes, let me take charge of that. This is something that becomes a power for you after a while, because we are easily pulled in, particularly when there is a request for our energy. We want to make this distinction too. When someone says, "Give me your advice or help me," very often they are not really looking for your advice. They may not even be looking for your help, but they are definitely looking for your energy. So when this comes up, you must be the one who makes the decision about how much energy goes into solving a problem for yourself or for others. You are the one who makes the decision. And sometimes, because of our training, we feel that energy must be given to something until the problem is solved. We would like you to know that that is very dangerous. You must be the one who takes a step back and says, all right, what is being asked for here? And how much of my energy do I really want to invest here? And here is the PowerPoint. Am I able to stop investing energy before the problem is solved? Am I able to leave either the person asking for my help or the situation which is driving my mind so hard? Am I able to stop and redirect that energy toward myself? This particular time is teaching that very difficult lesson about all the things over which we have no power. However, it does not mean that the problems we are seeing now will not be solved. As our time moves along and hopefully, shall we say, with the redemption of those who do not wish to be responsible on all the levels of your society, as that changes, then other things will change too. But of course, we would all like a problem solved in the moment when it is being experienced. But this time is teaching us to decide how much energy we use to try to solve the problem and decide when to stop and draw that energy back into our own centers. If we come through this time with that lesson, we will indeed have surpassed the spiritual position we occupied before in a very good way, because whatever comes up, we will be able to be the mistresses of our own energy, where it goes, where it belongs, and when it stops. So, we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Feel a wind blow through and blow away the stress of the week. Feel your body release it and give it to the wind. Now feel the wind blow an energy. So the wind that blows brings you to life again, makes you full and happy, and full of the knowledge that there is power, and that that power is yours, that protects you and guides you and makes you strong. Feel a ball of gold, fluid and full, come into your heart center. And feel your heart gather from that golden ball all that it needs. All that it needs to grow. All that it needs to release anything your heart does not wish to hold. And feel your heart bright and full, and see the beauty of it and what it is growing. And feel that ball of light begin to release its energy into your solar plexus, where that energy begins to displace the emotions you may have felt during the week that you wish to leave your body, your mind, your spirit. Feel those emotions leave. And feel that gold fluid flow down through your body and into the second center. And let that golden light begin to displace judgment and shame from the past and from the present. Feel that leave your body as it does not serve your identity. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And feel the golden light in the root wake up and become aware of its power to begin to know what you want to create, even though you may not yet know how. Let the root begin its journey, its dream journey, thinking about your life the way you want it to be, thinking about the things that you want to create and the way you want to feel about those things. Go back to your heart. Feel the golden light move up into your throat. And let that golden light displace any energy that in any way does not respect you, does not understand you, does not love you. Feel all of that moved out of your throat so that you do not hear it from yourself and you do not hold it from anyone else. Gone. Feel that ball of light come up through your body and into your third eye. And let that light awaken the third eye. Clear it of anything that might distort your ability to see you, to love you, and to love the point of creation from which you have come. Feel that golden light move up through your body into the crown. And feel that golden light in the crown. Open the crown and teach the crown the rightness of receiving at the very highest level, the energy that matches your own. Now let that golden light spread throughout your body. Feel that golden light begin to help with your thoughts, to bring those thoughts up to the thoughts you deserve to think. Feel it move across your shoulders and down your back to release burden that you do not need to carry. Feel the energy flow through your trunk and work with any healing that you might need there. Feel the golden light down through your legs and your feet. And know your own fullness and the gift that has been given to you that comes from your own source. The gift of understanding and kindness and patience and wisdom and peace. And let that energy move through your body, soothing, healing, aligning you with your true power once more. Now move back into your heart center. And in your heart center, see that there is a road that extends up. And as you move up that road, there is no effort. There is simply you rising. And let yourself come to a place where there are three circles of gold. And each of these circles is a power point. The one on the left is power for your emotion, to help you clear, but also to help you laugh and have joy. The golden circle in the center is the power to gather direction for your path, for yourself, for the best possible way for you to move now so that it is in you. And when it is time to move ahead, you will have that power already in place. And the third circle on the right is a power point for healing. And know that if you choose this, it will come up through your body, through your past, even through past lives and experiences, and flood all of that with healing. When you have chosen the one that calls you, move to that and sit on it because it is a power point. Sit comfortably on it, knowing what it holds. And feel that power filling your body, moving to every place you want it to touch, to heal, to align. Now open your hands and see that in your hands, your gift has already appeared. Rest the mind. Know the gift. when you've known your gift. Rise from the point of power. Send thanks up for this gift which the universe has sent for you, and begin to walk back down the path, coming into the garden in your heart. And find that there is water there for you to drink. Refresh your spirit. Take from the water all that you need. And let your gift rest in your heart. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.